Stelling poll, make the economy extinct. Urge Labour, Radiohead and The Conservatives. By James Stelling poll on June 11, 2019. Every credulous billet in the world is jumping on the Extinction Rebellion bandwagon. The latest being Labour's Marxist shadow chancellor John McDonnell and, unfortunately, my favorite band Radiohead. McDonnell has suggested that a future Labour government might introduce a 10-hour working week and slash pay by 75%, as part of a radical plan to combat climate change. Radiohead, meanwhile, have seized the opportunity of a hack slash blackmail in their back catalogue to virtue signal their green wokeness. It is, of course, a perfectly reasonable desire. And actually, one that everyone shares whether they are on the left or the right or in the middle. To want a healthy, unpolluted planet, teeming with biodiversity. The problem is, as I never tire of pointing out, because someone has to, the measures being proposed by eco-fascist organizations like Extinction Rebellion and endorsed by their useful idiots in the Labour Party or in privately educated multi-millionaire rock ensembles like Radiohead will bring little to the planet but misery, poverty and devastation. Avian fauna are being killed by bat chomping. Bird-slicing eco-crucifixes, whales, dolphins and seals are being killed by offshore eco-crucifixes. Orangutans and other forest creatures are having their habitats destroyed by palm oil plantations being grown to create biofuels. American hardwood forests are being chopped up to provide more biofuel for the Drax power station. Rare earth minerals are being dug in hideously eco-unfriendly conditions in China for electric car batteries and wind turbine parts, and so on it goes. In order to save the planet, the greenies seem to think, we're going to have to kill it with fake kindness. But you sort of expect posh boy rock bands and Marxist fans of Venezuela, Hamas and the IRA to endorse this kind of nonsense. What do they know about anything, after all? What's much more worrying is when you find conservative governments jumping on the bandwagon, which is what Britain's is doing right now. Theresa May's net zero emissions by 2050 target, as proposed by the creepy and very dubious rent-seeker Lord Debenham's Committee on Climate Change, is likely to cost the UK economy over £1 trillion. Decarbonising Britain's heating alone will cost us £28 billion a year. This is serious money and the knock-on effects of these and other frivolous, ill-thought-through exercises in green virtue signalling will be huge, killing jobs and making Britain less competitive, while affecting the course of global climate change not one jot. Rather, Michael Gove, Boris Johnson, Jeremy Hunt and the rest seem to be engaged in a competition as to who can demonstrate themselves to be most enthralled to the Ice Age 2-driven wisdom of the pig-tailed, autistic child goddess Saint Greta the Divine. This is dangerous stuff. How are we to take any of their plans to cut costs and reboot the economy seriously when any savings they propose or any tax reductions they offer are going to end up being more than offset by these pointless sacrifices to Gaia?